the Mike O'Mara Show.
I hate that.
If I put this in my mouth, am I going to negate what I burned off?
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you.
That was gentle.
For the fat daddies, Mike.
Rob, sometimes your musical selections are comical. Sometimes they're inspirational.
Thank you.
Sometimes they just make me reflect.
Are you reflecting?
I'm reflecting on a man that we saw with our good friend, Mr. Geronimo. We went to the Birchmere, I believe it was.
Yes, the Birchmere.
Yes, and saw this man. Wayne Newton. Daddy, don't you want so God, did we get drunk.
We really did.
It's a great time. 877-365-3636. That's the number to call. Might not have a chance to talk to a lot of you today because we are in the middle. We're in the get-go stages of our Fat Daddy competition. Now, tomorrow on the show, we're going to welcome a gentleman by the name of Zane Lamprey. I think I pronounced his name correctly.
Close enough.
I have not heard of this guy. He is the star of Mojo HD's Three Sheets, and the way I understand it, this guy's whole act is that he travels around the world getting drunk with people.
Hey, that's our job.
And that's his show. And tomorrow also, when we have our BYOB Friday, we will be welcoming the brand new candidates for Buzz Babes.
Yes.
We have five of them committed, and we are having more that sign up by the minute.
Yes.
And we'll be interviewing them and getting a, I don't want to say feel for them, but there's no other way of putting
it. We're getting to know them.
We're going to get to know them a little bit, see how they do. They will be in here, and from the Junkies show here on WJFK in Washington, D.C., BDK, movie reviewer extraordinaire. Yes, Rob, I feel the exact same way. He will be here. And Comedy Central's Sklar Brothers will be dropping by in studio. Look, you know, if you thought today was out of control, tomorrow is going to be equally out of control. But, at about 4:30, I don't accept any responsibility for the content of the program.
Good
for you.
So that's it. I call to the studio, please, the McBridian moment. Beth Ann McBride, can you please come to the studio? Because I'm missing some vital information that I was looking for.
She's the producer.
The best thing about tomorrow's show, BYOB Friday, is that we are going to be getting a little ride afterwards, and I'd like to thank the people at A1 Limo.
Hey, look,
Alex,
the
owner, will be our driver. Where's Beth Ann McBride, Joe?
She's moving cars around for the next event out in the parking lot.
Yeah, because God forbid we get Diet Coke on some of the cars. We want to thank A1 Luxury Limousine, 703-942-8900.
Right.
Go to www.simplelimo.com. They're going to be hauling us after we get out of the show. And when I like it when you look at that. See, and she hands it to me with that ball-busting attitude.
Yeah.
There you go, Mr. A-hole. And I think we need a – do we have a drum roll? Yes, we do.
Here we go.
This is our destination for BYOB Friday. This is after the show.
We now know.
The entire crew, I'm talking about Mike and Buzz and Rob and Beth Ann and Katie and Joe and, maybe the Buzz Babes.
Yeah.
What do I mean, maybe? Here's where we're going to be tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. After we leave here, we will be jetting our way to the Front Page Restaurant, featuring some of the best crab cakes in town. 4201 Wilson Boulevard in Arlington, Virginia.
Yeah.
Across from Ballston Mall. Check them out at frontpagearlington.com or call Timmy at 703-248-9990.
Do you want to make our reservation?
Ladies and gentlemen, the fun will be continuing.
Yes.
When we leave the studio, we are hopping in our A1 limo and going to the Front Page.
Hope to see you there.
We are shilling everything. It should be a lot of fun. And now, without further ado, let's bring them back in one at a time. We're going to play Think Fast with our fatties. Our Fat Daddy competition for $1,000 is up and running right now. So the way this game's going to work, each of our contestants has a series of five questions. We're going to bring them in one at a time. These questions were selected completely at random.
Mm-hmm.
Each contestant will have 60 seconds on the clock to answer five questions.
Ah.
If he gets all five, he will be a finalist, and he will go to our think-off questions, okay? But if
not a harvest, is it?
That's not a
harvest.
The harvest
still to come.
That's the Mentos Diet Coke
right.
harvest, and that's coming up next. So let's welcome Anthony. Anthony, I was telling Rob during the break, amazing feat of stamina.
Yes.
That you hung in there with the balance challenge. Yeah. You almost won that one.
Hey, thank you, guys.
All right, and now Anthony miraculously solved the jumble in the jumble, the first part of the show. I still can't understand how you did that.
22 seconds.
And right now you are tied, right? He is tied with Michael for the lead.
That is correct.
Anthony's got 5 points and Michael's got 5 points.
From the ice cream challenge.
All right, now you know how the game works. I'm going to give you 60 seconds on the clock. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You get all 5, you'll go to the think-off, okay?
All right.
Let's see what happens.
Here we go.
All right. Stand by, and here we go. The secret to this microwave popcorn's brand success is its great varieties, toffee butter, movie theater butter, and kettle corn.
Is that a pop secret?
Yes. In 2002, Barnum's Animal Crackers introduced what new animal to its circus boxes? Penguin, walrus, or koala?
Koala.
That is correct.
Ooh. Wow.
This famous actor, Rob, I guess you got to run the 60 seconds for me, with a fast food restaurant chain named after him, promoted Jell-O Instant Pudding on his network TV program.
Repeat that?
I will say this famous actor with a fast food restaurant chain named after him promoted Jell-O Instant...
Bill Cosby?
No. Would you like to pass or would you like to try it again?
Try it again.
This famous actor with a fast food restaurant chain named after him promoted Jell-O Instant Pudding on his network TV program.
Pass.
Pass.
Wow. Which of these flavors of Jolly Rancher hard candy does not exist? Lime, banana pineapple, or fire?
Banana pineapple.
That is incorrect. True or false? Chocolate is no longer taken on space missions because it crumbles too easily without gravity.
True.
That is false.
Oh.
All right. And is that the time?
He had passed time. Yeah, it was 70 seconds.
All right. How many total?
Two correct. Out of the 5.
Thank you very much, Anthony. Hey, let's see.
Good
now,
job.
None of the other guys do better than that.
Was the answer Roy Rogers?
Roy Rogers was the correct answer. That was the famous actor with a fast food restaurant who promoted Jell-O Instant Pudding. I didn't know that Roy Rogers did that.
You said actor.
Very good. Let's welcome Stephen Manuel, alias Psycho, on the show. How you doing, Stephen?
Doing good.
Stephen, are you having a good time today?
Yes, I am.
You look like you're having a blast.
I am.
Just happy to be here, right?
Yep.
The game's the thing, right?
Exactly.
Attaway, brother.
The game's the thing.
The game's the thing. It is, you old queen. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
60 seconds on the clock.
I'm ready.
According to their tagline, Tostitos Bite Size and Hint of Lime brands are perfect for...
dipping.
Very good. What great cookie franchiser is not shy about being an all-American favorite at shopping malls? All-American Cookies, Great American Cookies, or Cookies USA?
Great American.
Yes, that is correct.
Ooh.
In the 1700s, what frozen dessert was featured on the White House formal dining menu?
Jell-O.
No, I'm sorry, it was ice cream. Mm. In the Tootsie Roll Pop commercial, how many licks does it take Mr. Owl to get to the center?
3.
That's right, then he bites. What hangs around the Nestle Quick Bunny's neck? An N for Nestle, a Q for
Q.
Quick. A Q is correct,
Four out of 5.
Very good. What do you mean? Oh, that's right. You got one wrong, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great time on it,
that's
too.
4 out of 5.
Right.
Nice job.
In
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Buzz.
Let's see what happens. We're going to move on to
41 seconds.
Chris Garrett. Yes. Bring Chris in here. Chris was pathetic in the ice cream balance challenge. Let's see if he can pick it up right now. You're bringing up the rear there, Chris. You think you can step up here?
I'll try to.
All right, here
right
we go.
Right on the mic there, sir.
All right, we're going to give you 60 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Planters Mr. Peanut is blown out of proportion for what famous Thanksgiving event?
Macy's Thanksgiving
Day Parade. Yes, that is correct. In 2003, a San Francisco attorney filed a lawsuit asking to ban the sale of what cookie to children, claiming that the cream filling contained dangerous artificial fat. Oreos is correct. And you can jump in with the answer anytime. Dandy Boy Ice Cream Company makes a pink ice cream with crushed candy cane pieces mixed in it. It's called candy cream, peppermint stick, or minty ice.
Candy cream.
I'm sorry, it's peppermint stick.
Oh.
What lollipop is credited with being the first to have a soft and chewy center?
The Tootsie Roll.
I'm going to give you another chance on that one. You're close.
Tootsie Pop.
Tootsie Pop is correct.
Three.
Nestle makes a hot cocoa mix with a chocolatey peanut buttery taste, mixing the cocoa with what candy? Peanut butter Snickers, Butterfinger, or peanut butter crunch?
Reese's. Peanut butter.
I'm sorry, it's Butterfinger. All right, there we go.
He went with none of the above.
All right, and what was his total on that one?
3 out of 5.
So far, Psycho, Chris Garrett is the leader with 4, right? Let's bring in our last contestant, Michael Davis. Michael, come on in here.
And as a helpful tip, when it's a multiple choice question, go with one of the choices.
Yes, absolutely.
He did not.
That's the way you used to do it because you got better grades than I did.
I always tried.
And that's why you waltzed into
VCU. Some people don't test well.
Virginia Commonwealth.
And waltzed out.
That's right.
Like a queen.
Uh-huh. You never went to that joint on a regular basis, though, right, that he was talking, that Guy
no,
Fieri was talking about?
No, I didn't have any money.
No. Right.
Never had any money.
Let's go to contestant number four. How you doing, Mike?
Good, good, good.
Mike Mumford is with us right here. You know how the game works? 60 seconds. You try to get five questions answered.
Got it.
Here we go. Complete the name of this Little Debbie snack. Oatmeal blank pie.
Cream.
Very good. Poppin' Fresh is the real name of what cookie and baked product marketing character?
Pillsbury Doughboy.
That is correct. Fried ice cream is generally found in what types of restaurants in the United States?
Tex-Mex.
Mexican, Chinese, or Italian?
Mexican.
Very good. What gum brand is the top fruit gum in the United States, as well as one kid's chewing gum?
Bubblicious?
No, that is incorrect.
Ooh.
Which of these chocolate companies features cursive lettering in its trademark? Reese's, Russell Stover, or Nestle?
Russell Stover.
Yes!
That's four
yes,
out of five.
Yes, sir!
4 out of 5.
We will go to a think-off, ladies and gentlemen. Very good. Okay, I need Michael, you to stay here, Mike Mumford. Okay. Now, this is a big deal for Mike, because if he wins this round, he will be the clear front runner
right.
because he won the balance challenge
right.
as well.
Oh,
and when we go to the Mentos Diet Coke Harvest, write this crap down. I tell you, if this was transcribed, what's that?
Are we doing a think-off?
We are doing a think-off.
It's
we have
think-off.
Two of our contestants here. We have Chris
one.
Garrett and Michael Davis, who both got 4 out of 5.
Right.
And they will go to a think-off. This is how this is going to work, fellas. I'm going to ask a question. In fact, I'm going to need these. I'm going to have to sit back here so I can see both of you.
Uh-huh.
And as a matter of fact, Buzz,
yes?
What I'd like you to do is whenever one of these guys raises his hand,
uh-huh.
you call his name.
Okay.
We've got Mike here,
right.
and we've got Chris over here.
Got it.
I will read the question. Whoever puts his hand up first,
right.
he will go with the first answer. All right?
All right?
And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have got 5 questions, all right?
All right.
Okay.
Very good. The guy that finishes with the most correct answers in this round, the think-off, will be our winner and get another 5 points. And if it's you, Mike, you know, you're sitting pretty for the competition.
I love a good think-off.
Good luck to you both.
All right, gentlemen, here we go. What is Mrs. Field's first name? Mike.
Clara.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Would you like to try, Chris? What is Mrs. Field's first name? You can pass or you can try. You'll pass.
Next question.
In 1991, this raw ingredient was added to ice cream to create a popular ice cream flavor. Boy, that stuff.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Cookie dough is correct, and it was him, Buzz,
yes,
right?
Yes, my air.
A traditional Swedish wishing cookie is shaped like what?
Chris.
Not.
A knot.
A farmer's knot. No.
No.
It is not a knot. It is a star. Would you like to try?
No.
All right. So far, we've only got Mike with one correct answer.
Correct.
Isn't that right?
Right.
The cake that is topsy-turvy. Go
Chris.
Ahead, Chris.
Upside down cake.
Upside down cake.
That's
we
it?
Have a tie. If you wanted a spicier gingerbread cookie, you might want to add a pinch of what? Chris.
Cinnamon?
No, that is incorrect. Mike. It's your last chance. Got to have a guess
Take
here.
A guess.
What is...
If you wanted a spicier gingerbread cookie, you might want to add a pinch of what?
Cayenne pepper.
Pepper is the correct answer.
Wow.
Mike
Good
wins
job.
That round.
Congratulations,
with 5 points.
Mike.
Oh, thank my you, God, you.
You
pulled that one
that
out.
Amazing.
Very good. I'm going to give you the victory flourish on that. You have a total of 10 points now. And, you know, going into the Mentos Diet Coke Harvest, which is going to be the funniest damn thing. We're going to put those.
I cannot wait.
All the pictures of that will be up on the MikeOmeraShow.com website. That's a great job, Mike Mumford. And, Chris, you hung in there right till the end.
Absolutely.
And I like the traditional Swedish wishing cookie shaped like a knot.
A knot.
That's always fun. Gentlemen, get out of here.
Thank you.
Get ready. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we are going back out to the WJFK parking lot.
Yeah.
For our, I have to read it again. Mentos Diet Coke Harvest.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the good thing.
What?
I mean, you know what? We're going to measure this, right?
Right.
She's got it down as 20 points. Doesn't work like that, right?
Well,
you should actually get... Doesn't that negate all the credit that you get?
That's the way it's set up.
I don't like... You and Beth Ann like that.
You ever watch the dating game?
I know.
That's how they did the dating game.
I know. But so, in other words, all the work that they've done, they shouldn't have. Shouldn't we add...
They can lose it all.
I'm going to figure out how we're going to do this last round, points-wise.
We have a few minutes.
I think we ought to have a little bit more credit for what they've done up until we get to the
Mentos
Challenge.
No one can take away what they've won so far.
He is so full of crap. Rob and I will hash this out. We'll come back with the Diet Coke harvest right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.